Hey y'all, welcome back to Social Stigmas. I'm your host, Abby Cummins. Social Stigmas is a podcast where we debunked mental health disorders and make mental health a little less taboo. As a part two from last week, we'll be explaining how to help individuals with bipolar disorder. We then will talk about how we can best help people around us that may be suffering from bipolar disorder with an anonymous explanation from a person who suffers with this disorder and how their disorder affects their everyday life. It can be very difficult for people to support loved ones with such an unpredictable condition, but that is what this podcast is for, to give you guys all the tools you need to help your loved ones not feel so alone. The best way to support a loved one with bipolar disorder would be to educate yourself on this disorder. Luckily for all, you guys have already done that step. The next thing you can do is just listen to them and be patient. It's okay if you don't have all the answers. Sometimes the best support is just to be someone that they can share their concerns with. In the end, being there when they're ready is the best thing that you can do. Being ready for them to open up on their own time is really important because it doesn't cause the person to rush themselves with treatment in order to make sure that you aren't annoyed with them. Something you may not know is that we have an anonymous form in our bio that people that have been diagnosed with various mental illnesses can share their stories. Luckily for us, we had a submission sent. I'm going to read out the story, so don't be concerned with when it's in first person. Alrighty. Hey everyone, thank you guys for supporting Social Stigmas and giving me the platform to share my story. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder when I was 13, shortly after my dad died. I was at my dad's funeral with my mom, and for the first time in my life, I could not stop hysterically crying. Luckily for me, I was relatively young at the time, so it didn't raise any red flags to the people around me. When I ended up getting home, the absurd behavior continued for what felt like weeks. I went from cutting my own hair because a knot was slightly inconveniencing me to not eating for several days because I feel like I didn't deserve it. It was then that my mom started to get worried about me, so she sent me to see a therapist who was supposed to help me get past the grief of losing my dad. To everyone's surprise, she diagnosed me with bipolar disorder. I immediately started on antipsychotics as well as an antidepressant. And things started to look up for me. I am so thankful for my support system, and I'm grateful that they stuck by me even when I was essentially going crazy. My parents and my best friend just stuck by me the entire time, made sure I was okay every single day. My mom ended up planning out all of my medications so that my teenage self never forgot a dose, and I can't thank her more for that. Alrighty, thank you so much for that story. I really feel like it gave us a bit of insight as to what bipolar disorder really looks like. The purpose of this podcast is to create a community surrounding mental health, and I feel like we have finally made it. Please join us next week where we will be debunking a new disorder. Social Stigmas, signing off.